Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 18th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. One new feature in iOS 12 is the ability for third-party navigation apps to support CarPlay, so you can safely use alternatives to Apple Maps from your iPhone on the built-in screen in your car. Today, Google Maps released version 5 of its iPhone app, which finally lets you use Google Maps on CarPlay. The only major downside to third-party navigation apps on CarPlay is no Siri control, but you can still use voice control within the Google Maps CarPlay app for finding directions. And Google Maps uses the Google Voice to give turn-by-turn directions. Third-party apps also support showing banner alerts for CarPlay for upcoming turns, so you can use other CarPlay apps like music or podcast and not miss a turn. One thing that's unique about Google Maps versus Apple Maps on CarPlay is the ability to select a satellite view for navigation. Google-owned Waze is also coming to CarPlay soon, with an iOS 12 app currently in beta through test flight. And speaking of iOS 12, Apple has already released new beta versions of iOS 12.1, watchOS 5.1, and tvOS 12.1. The biggest change in terms of features is that Group FaceTime is back in beta, but other changes probably require the iPhone XS and Apple Watch Series 4 for testing. Apple has promised that new dual SIM support and the new ECG app will come in these updates this fall. If you plan on upgrading to a new iPhone XS on Friday, you'll also want to avoid these betas, as there are no restore images for the iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max. That means you likely won't be able to back up your iPhone today and restore it to the new phone on Friday with version differences. And speaking of the new iPhones, the initial reviews are in for iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max. Key takeaways are that iPhone X users may not be compelled to update unless you want the Max size or gold, which reviewers say can be difficult to use one-handed. And older iPhone users may want to wait for less expensive iPhone XR next month. But reviewers are generally positive about the new camera improvements powered by the upgraded A12 Bionic processor. Apple's new smart HDR and blur editing features can create noticeably better photography, reviewers say. We'll have our new iPhones on Friday, so stay tuned for more thoughts from us. And Apple Watch Series 4 reviews will likely be published in the morning. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.